Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I'm putting a little announcement news type of thing at the top of the show because we have some announcements, news types of things. On Friday, August 8th, 8-8, will be our first ever 8x8 at the Black Cat in Washington, D.C. I'm very, very, very excited for this show. Please come. Eight fantastic storytellers, comics. There's a band. There's a DJ. It's going to be a lot of fun. Highlights include a full band set from Type Fighter. Michael Soretsky from TNT will be DJing. Perth will be there. Lots of amazing people will be there, so come to that show. Secondly, the Benson Ball, the annual comedy festival that British Young Things does, that's where I'm an editor, that has been announced. So on Wednesday, October 1st, I will be at the Lincoln Theater with Tig Notaro, Jeff Garlin, Ben Kronberg, who am I forgetting, Kyle Kinane, and Kate Berlant, and probably many more people. That festival is going to be announced one show per week, so lots of stuff coming up. A lot of people that you've seen and or heard on this show will be at that festival, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that's it. Okay, this show was recorded at the Wonderland Ballroom. It's a fun show. James Nasty is on the show. Other people are on the show. Sadie's on the show. She's a nice lady. So without further ado, here's You, Me, Them, Everybody live at the Wonderland Ballroom.
Hi, I'm Brandon Weatherby. Welcome to my show. I'm abrasive Gavin again, slightly manic. Hope that's your thing, because here I go. D.C., Chicago, and New York, all these places I call home. Pop culture's the topic. Is that too myopic? It's an empire I'll broadcast from Rome. My day job? Glad you asked. I work for BYT. Though I'm not so young anymore, I still go to shows for free. You meet them and everybody with Brandon Weatherby. You meet them and everybody, but really mostly me. You meet them, everybody with Brandon Weatherby. Everybody, but really mostly me. It's really all about me.
Sadie Dingfelder, everybody! The very, very talented musician, writer, comic, etc. Thank you so much. She played that song on this show before, and I asked her this before. Did I make you write that song?
No.
Okay, just wanted to make that very clear. Okay, thank you so much. It's a delightful song. She will be here all night. She is the house band. Hi, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. I've been doing this show for so many years. When people ask me how old I am, I now answer no. That's not a good thing. It didn't happen when it was supposed to happen, but we're still fucking plowing through because I think, oh, it worked for David Lynch. It took him 8 years to make Eraserhead. Maybe it'll take me 8 years to podcast around the goddamn country for somebody to fucking get it. That's the problem. The problem isn't me. The problem isn't the horrible things I say and think. It's everybody else. Yeah. I made fun of Jimmy Fallon for wearing tight suits. I look like a banker. I know what I am. It's not a good thing. That's okay. Do you think if I ask the Latter-day Saints people that bike around Columbia Heights, they'll tell me how they keep their shirts so white and clean? They have very good shirts. I saw them on the way here. That was more of an... Has anybody talked to them? Why did I do that? I don't give a shit if you talk to them. I took that back. Guys, I do what I want to do. I say what I want to say. I live how I want to live, and I play how I want to play. That's going to be the premise of the show and the Addams Family sequel. Anyways... I had a throwaway joke on Wednesday night. We had a show on Wednesday, and it was I'm already living my dream because I listen to the Smashing Pumpkins 1979 and think about middle school every day. And that's a lie. I don't actually do that. But then I started thinking, like, what if I did that? What if I only listened to Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness over and over and over again and pretending that nothing else exists? And I have a very simple premise here. If the Pumpkins hadn't released anything after the 1979 single... and they still were, like, technically not together, they'd be the biggest band in the world. But Billy Corgan decided to keep releasing records. He released three with the former incarnation, then had a solo career, which was one not horrible album, very New Order influence, but not like the good parts of New Order, just New Order in general influence. And then went back to the well and did two Pumpkins albums since then. And then also decided to start a wrestling league and then open a tea shop and then hire a 19-year-old drummer. So I fucking get it. That's, to me, a lot of people, that seems like, oh, what a failure. To me, it's like, that guy's that's a fun dude. That's a real fun guy. Now, in the theme song, the delightful Sadie mentioned that I work for Brightest Young Things, and every week at Brightest Young Things, we have this very boring but sort of useful post, shows going on sale. Now, one of the shows going on sale this weekend is Limp Bizkit at the Fillmore Silver Spring. Now, yes, I heard someone say what, which is a fair and appropriate response. Limp Bizkit technically broke up, but not even for 5 years. Limp Bizkit has released 5 albums since the album that you might have heard when you were in junior high and or high school. 5 albums on a major label. They are currently on Cash Money Records. This is not a lie. I'm not making this up. They had a video with Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne was on camera with Limp Bizkit in 2013. That video has almost 9 million views on YouTube. This is not even counting Vimeo, the higher quality video channel, but just YouTube. 9 million for Limp Bizkit. You want to know the first line of that song? Go fuck yourself! That's the first line of that Limp Bizkit song. It's a good song. That's a lie. It's not a good song. But they kept at it. Last week, Neutral Milk Hotel played the Meriwether Post Pavilion. Neutral Milk Hotel, if you're listening to the show, you know exactly who they are. But for like the 3 people in this room who don't know who they are, they are a 4-piece band out of a small town in, is it Georgia? It's one of those areas. I'm looking at the music writer. What is it? Louisiana counts. All right. Virginia. They're from Virginia, and they're a 4-piece. And this wonderful man, I have no idea if he's wonderful. He could be a real piece of garbage. Jeff Mangum wrote this gorgeous album about one of the saddest events in the 20th century. It's essentially about Anne Frank. And they released the album in 98. They played rooms probably the size of this. They played about 100, 200 seat rooms, and they did nothing from the last show was December 31st, 1998. Then nothing for about 11 years. Jeff Mangum hasn't done anything for 11 years, and now he's considered a god. And now the band has gotten back together, and they're selling at the Meriwether Post Pavilion. So is this show more like Limp Bizkit, Smashing Pumpkins, or Neutral Milk Hotel? It's obviously not Neutral Milk Hotel, because I've already said more words than he has ever said on stage in one monologue. So it's definitely not that. Is it like Limp Bizkit? No. Not because I hate Limp Bizkit. It's just that I'm not completely homophobic and sexist. Just like a tad, sort of like Billy Corgan. There's still chances for me to get on the cover of a regional cat magazine, which happened about 2 months ago for Billy Corgan. And everyone's like laughing. If you own a cat and you're on a regional cat magazine, you've kind of made it. Guys, I'm kind of living the dream. I know it started out as a weird way, but like, yeah, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. In my mind, this show is like Eraserhead, a very fantastic film that my wife loathes. And we're big fans of Twin Peaks, everybody. Anyways, we have a show tonight. I didn't say good show. We have a show tonight. Every single person on the show is more talented and better than me, so now you have to stay. Ladies and gentlemen, Sadie is with us all evening. Now, Sadie, in addition to singing and playing the keyboard, she has a fiddle. She's a fiddle because she's a big fan of the band Neutral Milk Hotel out of the wonderful state of Michigan. I don't know. Did you ever watch Tool Time?
Tool Time is not a show.
Good call. It was a trick question. The correct answer is Home Improvement. He went to jail for cocaine, everybody. Put your hands together for Sadie Dingfelder. Perfect. When I think of the music of our first guest, I think of exactly what Sadie just played. He's laughing because he knows who he is. And if you know who he is, that's a funny, funny line I just said. I'm a very funny man. And this man is a very talented DJ. Is it okay to call you DJ? We'll find out very soon. Do you got something to play for like 10 seconds? All right, good. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very glad he's on the show. Please put your hands together for James Nasty, everybody. James, come to the stage. James, how are you?
I'm good. That's exactly how I sound.
That is
when I DJ.
No one listened to his music until the interview is over.
Yeah.
Both in the room and the podcast. First of all, thanks for coming out. I should have said that earlier. Thank you so much. It's very kind of you to come on a Friday night, especially when it's actually nice outside. So thank you. Back to you.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm alive.
All right, that's cool. Now, what do you do? How do you identify?
I live.
No, that's not helpful. You're a person that releases music, but you also DJ.
I release music. I DJ.
So are you a musician or are you a DJ? Or are they interchangeable?
Both.
Explain.
I make music, and then I play it when I DJ.
Very, very informative. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate that. Now, the reason why you're here is you have a brand new EP out.
I do.
And what is the name of that EP?
It is the Calvert Street EP.
Now, why is it called Calvert Street?
Because I live on Calvert Street.
And where is Calvert Street?
It is in the city of Baltimore.
Does
where all we have is crabs and the wire.
For the listener at home, James is referencing the opening comic. And that was not on the podcast, so that's okay.
Well, anyone that's just listening, they just missed out.
That's true. Thank you so much for saying that. Now, you wear rings. Why?
I don't know.
James is currently wearing three rings.
Three rings.
Now, let's go to the pinky. What's the pinky ring?
It is a tiger.
It's a tiger. Ooh, why tiger?
I don't know.
Perfect. Okay, let's go to the middle finger.
It is also a tiger.
Why two tigers?
Actually, I had four.
Why four tigers? Are you a big fan of Nico Case?
Who?
Now, it appears that you're wearing a wedding ring, but it's on your pointer.
Well, yeah.
But it's not a wedding ring.
No.
Because you're a DJ.
Yeah.
Should DJs be married?
Absolutely not.
Perfect answer. Now, I've actually listened to the EP, and I enjoyed it very much. And I think it was today you had an interview with Two Lifestyle. Is that what they're called?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this is I think this is a quote from you.
Uh-oh.
And I completely identify with the first part of the statement. A few close friends say that I've been motivated by anger recently, and I made angry music, and that's when I'm at my best. I, however, wouldn't say that it's angry music. It's just urgent. Now, I would beg to differ. It is angry music. You make really angry, great music.
It's not angry, though.
No, but it is.
Maybe you're angry.
That's a fair statement. Now we're talking about this stuff from Calvert Street. Now, it's a very aggressive sound.
Yes, it is.
Please continue.
It's aggressive because...
Here's why. When I hear the music, I want to fight. I don't actually want to fight. I just feel like I have enough adrenaline to punch someone in the face and get away with it.
Okay.
That's not.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Actually, a lot of the songs were kind of influenced by. I DJed a lot of like spin classes, and like recently, so like I got in this mode. I was like, I'm gonna make a bunch of like workout music, kind of, like whether you're working out on the dance floor or it's on your iPod, like. What? I have a friend of mine that runs all the time. He's like, dude, like I have a bunch of your songs on my iPod now. And, like, I'm getting like personal best running times every time.
That makes complete sense. How does, for the listener at home that's a DJ, they obviously want to know how they DJ spin classes. Now, what's your connect?
That same guy.
Really?
He works for Kind Snacks, and wherever I DJ, obviously, it makes him look cool because everyone's eating his.
So you DJ live in spin class?
Absolutely.
Why not just give them a mix?
Because I like money.
How much money do you make on spin classes? No, don't tell me the number. Do you make more on one-hour spin classes or six-hour DJ nights?
Spin classes.
Really?
Yeah.
So is DJing just a way to get you more spin class sessions?
No.
What is the angriest music you will put on?
In general?
At home.
Like in a spin class. At home?
Both.
I don't listen to angry music at home.
What do you listen to at home?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you so much for saying that.
Everything that I would never actually DJ in a club.
Give me one example.
I listened to Portishead yesterday.
They had a DJ.
They had a DJ.
Would you, if
Portishead... I would say I would never, like, if I play at Velvet Lounge tonight, like, I'm not going to play any Portishead there.
Is that because you hate British bands?
Absolutely.
Good answer, good answer. Now, here's a weird thing about your genre. Because of my job, I have to read a lot about it. And
do some research.
Because of my friends, I know a lot about it. And it's the one genre where it seems to be driven by the internet. And it's the one genre, it seems, that every writer mentions the regional aspect of the music.
Yeah.
Do you see how that doesn't really make sense to me.
It's actually really annoying.
Okay, yes. Why is that annoying to you?
I don't know. I feel like people should just work together. And in this whole club music thing, like the Jersey guys and the Baltimore guys, we don't get along as well as we should.
Why?
If I knew the answer, I'd fix it.
Fair enough, fair enough. But why do you think the writers identify local sounds?
Because it's more than just music. I guess it's like it's an experience. The music sort of like puts you in a certain place.
Okay, continue. Like what's your the ideal listener, the ideal person in the room? What kind of place do you want to put them in? Sorry about any question or preposition. I apologize.
I don't know. A dark nightclub somewhere with some random person humping you on the dance floor.
But
I guess ideally.
So ideally, you want people to have sex.
I mean, yeah.
That's nice. That's so nice. So are you pro-life or pro-choice?
Ooh.
Why is that a hard
really
question to answer? You haven't thought about that?
Not really.
You should think about these things. These are important issues. Now, why do you want to see Mitt Romney in office in 2016? Because he's a good guy? Or just like you know it's the right thing to do? You're
Mitt Romney, really?
No, I'm fucking around, obviously. Look at me. Jesus Christ. Do you think anybody in here has ever voted that way? Not ironically. Okay. Now.
I don't know.
Are you an actual Baltimore Orioles fan or you just love your city?
Ooh.
That's not a knock.
I was a Baltimore Orioles fan for a while.
What happened?
I did like, there's an old Baltimore Orioles record from the last time they were good. And
Maybe the last time they were good. Like, they're good right now. They're in first place right now.
The last time they won like a World Series and didn't fall apart in the second half of the season.
Well, things happen.
I know.
I'm from Chicago. Don't worry about
it.
Everything's going to fall apart.
I'm sorry.
That's why we're fatter than you guys.
So I made this song and the Baltimore City paper picked it up and put it on the internet. And a lot of people around the town were like, we love this. It should get played at Camden Yards. I'm like, that sounds like a good idea, but I don't know how to make it happen. So some random lady must have went on the internet and like trolled her way into finding the director of in-game promotions email and like sent it to me in like a Twitter DM.
What's that email?
Do you
actually have it? Could we say it?
I don't know if he's actually still with the organization
anymore. Well, let's just find him. Let's just see how he's doing.
His name is Brian Crandall, I believe.
Brian Crandall, K or C.
With a K.
With a K, that's good. You don't actually have to search. It's going to take a long time because I don't know if you're on Wi-Fi. Found it. Okay, let me just read it out for everybody
Crandall,
at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you really want to read these emails? Because this is why I'm not an Orioles
fan. Yeah, it's BK Randall, RANDLE, at Orioles.com. So let's see what he said. Oh, come on. That's not right. I'm reading the email right now. That's not right.
What you mean?
What he said. Tell the people what he said.
Ooh. Oh, that wasn't right at all, actually. I mean, in the end, they were like, we don't have any money to pay you for this song, we'd love to use it. We'll give you 4 tickets to a game.
For one game?
4 tickets to a game.
For one game?
Yeah. I'm like, wait, that guy over there is playing baseball for $1 million, and you guys don't have any money to
pay me?
So
you're saying you make more money for spin class than for the Baltimore Orioles?
Yeah. Well, they didn't start. They never played at the stadium, so.
What? Did you at least get to pick the game?
I never even went. I was like, no.
Let's go to a game. You did the work. Let's go to a game.
I haven't been to a game since, honestly.
What year was that?
2012.
That's sad. I'm sorry that that didn't
work
out.
It is.
But you have a brand new record that people can buy.
Absolutely.
And it's actually on a very lewdly named label.
Yeah.
Why?
TNA Records.
TNA Records, which stands for?
Titsworth and Ayers.
Sure.
The two guys that own the label.
So you're on a D.C.-based label. You're a Baltimore DJ.
Absolutely. I grew up in D.C., though.
Did you? Where?
Like Hightsville.
Why did you leave?
I don't know. Baltimore seemed cooler.
Yeah, it is.
College.
Yeah.
Cheaper to live there.
Yeah.
Let's
go through every reason.
Crabs. The Wire.
The Wire. Who's your favorite Wire character?
I've never actually watched an episode of The Wire.
Have you seen any John Waters films?
I think I saw Hairspray one time.
The musical or the original?
The original. He actually hangs out in Baltimore at clubs.
Yeah.
He shows up to my DJ night sometimes and just like, I don't know if I want to say anything.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are you
afraid? I feel like he kind of values his privacy when he goes out. Like people
he's
like,
going don't out. Don't worry approach about him. It.
He's just like this weird. He's like the old guy that comes to the bar and talks to like young dudes.
Yeah.
And it's really weird to watch.
Why is it weird to watch? Do you hate people 30 years older than or 40 years older than people preying on young people? What's wrong with you? You don't find that attractive? 66-year-old men can't pick up 26-year-old men?
I mean, they can do whatever they want to.
That's right, they can. How dare you discriminate and call John Waters weird? That's incredibly natural.
Sooner I mean, we're later, all weird, actually.
Sooner or later, you're going to be the 66-year-old DJ trying to have sex with 26-year-old people that go to your nights.
Yeah, you're right. I know. And it'll be someone else that's like my age talking about me.
It'll be great.
The circle of life.
That's right. You just got to make Crybaby.
Ooh, good one.
I think you'll like Crybaby. That's my favorite John Waters film.
Okay.
It stars Johnny Depp.
Who's that guy?
He's a pirate.
I'm just playing. I know who he is.
Oh, that's cool. You're a cool guy. Now, I'd like to give you a fun fact before you leave the stage.
Okay.
You're the first person I've ever met and enjoy the company of that wears rings that's a male.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Besides wedding rings. Okay. Wedding rings are fine. But you're wearing them as jewelry.
Yeah.
But you don't seem like a douche.
I'm not.
So thank you.
You're welcome.
You're kind of changing my ideas about life.
And rings.
No, not rings.
It's okay to wear rings.
No, it's not. No, it really isn't. You should cut your hands off if you wear a lot of rings.
You just want them, don't you?
See, that's the thing.
He wants to put them on.
Do you know how silly this would look if I wore your ring? You have very large hands.
I know.
Jesus Christ. You know what they say about guys with large hands? Friends with John Waters.
They have to buy big-ass rings.
No, so my thing got a laugh.
It's really cool.
No, it does not look good. This looks horrible. And you're laughing at me in my face, so I appreciate that. James can be found tonight at Velvet Lounge.
Absolutely.
We're also your regular gigs. You have something at Auto Bar.
Auto Bar's Tuesdays and Fridays. If you're ever in Baltimore, Tuesdays, 2-for-1 drinks. It's like a sloppy, like, Animal House.
You don't need to tell people in D.C. that there are 2-for-1 drinks in Baltimore. Because the prices that we pay here for a drink, no matter what, it feels like 2-for-1 drinks, regardless.
True.
So
true.
You're fine. You don't need to. You could just say, "Come to Auto Bar." It'll be worth it.
There's a really awesome DJ.
There's a great cat on the shirt.
There is.
Yeah. I feel like I'm sort of like a father figure to you because I'm telling you what to plug.
I know. It's funny.
You're a good guy. How to accessorize?
Thank you. My girlfriend's a stylist, so she.
Your girlfriend's
helps.
A stylist.
Yeah,
is she going to be your wife's stylist soon? Let's talk about that.
Ooh.
You can see him tonight at Velvet Lounge, ladies and gentlemen. Put your hands together for James Nasty,
good
everybody. City. Thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Sadie is playing some of James' music now. If you like what you're hearing, you'll love James Nasty. The music of James Nasty sounds like this. Sadie, really quick on mic. That was fantastic. Put your hands together for Sadie, everybody. Sadie, did you start playing fiddle because you saw Ken Burns' Gettysburg or Civil War or whatever the fuck it's called?
No. I started playing fiddle because I was in Mount Pleasant and a cute guy was like, "Do you play fiddle?" And I was like, "Yeah."
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, that's a weird way to start an instrument. Thank you so much for that knowledge. All right, coming to the stage is a very funny woman. I'm so glad she's here. It's been a second, Catherine, hasn't it? We're going to have a fun time. We're going to learn. We're going to hear some jokes told in a stand-up format. That's why they call it that. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Miss Catherine Jessup, everybody. Catherine, come to the stage.
Hello. Hi. Fun fact. I have always wished to be played on stage to the Ken Burns Civil War tune, so bucket list number 37, we are good. Hi, guys, happy Friday, / whenever it is in the future, podcast listeners. Like, we're having this moment, and then we existential people later are going to do things. Okay, this took a weird turn. Hi, guys. I'm about ready to walk away from Facebook. Anyone else? Yeah. Fucking tired of Facebook. I'm so tired of that like 4:30, 5 o'clock drive-by brag. Not even humble brag anymore. Just like, booked this show, got a promotion, my kid's crawling, 6 months gluten-free. What? Fuck those guys, man. What I live for are the, like, woke up hungover, cat puked in my favorite shoes, hashtag Tuesday, hashtag blessed. What? I will totally stick around for that train wreck. Are you kidding? More of that, please. Man, you guys enjoying the summer? All right, polite nods. I respect that. I'm with you. I feel you. I love the people that get, like, super positive about their bodies in the summer. Like, regardless, right? They just are suddenly like, my body's a temple. Let's go to the pool. What? Like, I'm a little more realistic. Like, my body's like a vacation rental about 3 miles from the beach. No good views. Comfortably sleeps 14. That's what's up, guys. Hey. I just don't give a fuck. Let's go to the pool, man. I spent a lot of time in my car, a lot of time driving around. I don't know if you guys have noticed this. You're here from Baltimore. I'm assuming at some point you've been in a car. There we go. Touche. I'm really tired of seeing people that clearly have more money than sense on the road. Like, I think you should have to earn your car. Controversial stance. I'll explain. I think you should have to earn your car, and there should be, like, a hotline we can call. They pull people over and are like, hey, listen, you've been going, like, 10 miles an hour under the speed limit in the left lane for the last 15 miles with a turn signal going. We're going to go on ahead, take you out of this Mercedes-Benz, put you in a Dodge Dart. Learn to merge. Maybe you can get a Prius. Like, that's what's up. Yay. I know. Fist bump to the guy earlier from the Encyclopedia show. Oh, man. Comedy takes you to a lot of interesting places, too. Like, I meet some really special people in my day. My last name is Jessup. Spelled just like it sounds. Like, there's no hidden T. Like, it's just Jessup, like, the town where there was a prison. Ha ha ha. Right? But I meet people, and they're like, hey, how do you spell that? I'm a giver, so I'll help them out and be like, okay, so just to be clear, it's J as in Joaquin. E is in eugenics, double S is in Sam, U is in dumbass, and P is in pterodactyl. Jessup, just like it sounds. That's what's up, guys. Ha, 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 ha. Man, it's true. I had a birthday recently. I had a birthday last week. Yeah. Cheap applause line actually happened. Thank you. Yay. What's up? Sadie and I had birthdays last week. I don't really care about getting older. Like, I've been lying about my age for years. Are you kidding? I look amazing for 57. Thank you. This face has only cracked, like, twice. It's cool. I'm good. Man, I had to get a new license, though. That sucked. I had an amazing license. Like, I had the kind of picture that you would just use all the time. Like, they totally took a picture of someone better looking than me and put it on my face. You know what I mean? Like, it would be like, hey, do you need to see, hey, I'm old enough. Do you need to see my license? Are you sure? I'm old enough. It's cool. Right? And they're like, listen, you're buying green beans at a farmer's market. Just give us the $3. We're cool. There's no age requirement on produce. Fuck off. Man, it's true. You have to make decisions when you get a new license, too. My friend is convinced you shouldn't be an organ donor. That's a thing. He's convinced you shouldn't be an organ donor because when you get into some horrible accident and they rush you to the hospital, they're going to see that. And they probably won't kill you just on account of you being an organ donor, but they might only do like 95% of everything they could possibly do, right? So you like half wake up from a coma all like, water. And they're like, what? Unplug me? Well, if you insist. I mean, okay. All right, on a lighter topic. Do you guys believe in soulmates? No. One groan, a couple of head shakes, and just a whole lot of crossed arms. All right. I love asking that question in rooms with, like, married people, people holding hands, like, visible couples. That suddenly just, like, their shoes are fascinating. don't you fucking look at her right now. Yeah, that's what's up, man. I'm not convinced, right? Because, like, 7 billion people in the world, and there's one person for you? Odds are they're not where you are, right? Like, they're not... Like, an hour and a half from now, they're not going to be coming down 11th Street. Just like, oh, my God, I've been waiting for you. Like, no, they're at least a flight away. I won't drive to Richmond. Are you kidding? No. No way, man. I think if I have a soulmate and they are where I am, I'm going to meet them doing something, like, really stupid and embarrassing. You know what I mean? It's not going to be like, oh, we were at this rocket scientist talk at the Smithsonian. Ah, it's going to be like... Yeah, I was fucking stuck in Beltway traffic, bopping out, windows down, looked over, realized the person next to me was harmonizing the same song, not on the radio. Holy shit, TLC's Waterfall is the anthem of a generation. Me and this old Chinese lady go together now. That's it. We did it. Don't go chase. All right, no, I won't sing. That's fine. Man. It's tough. It's tough meeting people. I don't do online dating. I love, I was hanging out at backstage of the show talking to another female comic who was doing online dating, and her phone was blowing up with dick pics. It was just like dick pic after dick pic after dick pic. Exactly, exactly. The crossed arms and just like, do not want. Like that face, exactly. I've never received a dick pic, which feels a little bit like never having done coke. Like on the one hand, like I'm good. I've got an imagination. Like we're totally, that's okay. And on the other hand, like, how come nobody wants to do coke with me? I could be a lot of fun, guys. Like, what the hell? You don't know my life. It's true. Every so often, though, when things work out in the bedroom, in the boudoir, if we want to get fancy. I feel like we can get fancy. We're here in Wonderland. We can be fancy together. It's Brandon is in a suit, so there's that happening. Gentlemen, I hear that you worry about not lasting long enough. Like, that's a thing that's like... Here's the thing. No woman has ever been talking about her sex life with her friends and been like, oh, girl, it takes him like 3.5 hours to come every single time. It's amazing. I feel like I lost a fight every single time. No, man. No fucking way. I think at this point, like, I've got about 8.5 minutes of a polite wiggle in me. That's it, just wrap it up. I want to finish my book, Katniss is in the Dome. Let's go. That's it. All right, guys. That's my time. You're a lot of fun. Thank you.
Fantastic. Take a seat. Yay. Take a seat.
And then Sherman's army marched towards Atlanta.
Waterfalls, everybody. Waterfalls.
Sadie's awesome. Hi.
That was very good.
Thank you.
Thanks for doing it. Here are my favorite
pleasure.
Lines. Comfortably sleeps 14.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
The town where there was a prison.
Yep.
Can I change your Twitter bio to that?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
8.5 minutes of a polite wiggle.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
And the act out is completely still on the lower body. That's just a real fucked up way to have sex.
This is not a question, but more of a statement. It's a blatant statement. In your very, very funny bit about soulmates, I realized during my wedding vows,
yes.
I mentioned that A, there are no soulmates. B, this was a goddamn decision. And C, I will fight everyone. So we're still married. It's going really well. How are you doing? That was
a funny set.
Well,
thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, do you want to talk about your personal life or you want to lie?
You know what? Let's not tell the public and just have a chat.
All right, fair enough. How's DC treating you?
So far, so good.
How long have you been here?
Like forever.
That's too long.
I know.
Yeah, where do you want to go?
I look great. forever.
How old are you?
Old enough to not say.
That's sad.
I know.
You gotta be comfortable and confident in your age.
I am, but that doesn't mean I want to talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like your glasses are almost red enough to be Sally Jesse Raphael style.
They're brown. They're brown.
Could I
try yours on?
Yeah, sure.
That's
We've
a good
done
audio
this
bit.
Before your glasses are way less than mine.
Yes,
like,
they are. Shit. Shit.
This is I see mine. Sally now. I don't like these glasses. You want to keep those glasses? I'll have worse eyesight to not wear. I should have fucking got these. Warby Parker or no?
No, see, they're awesome.
Really?
On Wisconsin Avenue. They're fantastic. They're having a sale real soon.
They sponsor us. Go to c.audible.com and they will sponsor us. It's very funny. What's the goal? Stand up?
The goal overall is to make a living making stuff and connecting people.
You're like Kanye.
Sure.
That's his
but
goal.
But with
that's
cooler glasses.
That's only because Kanye doesn't wear glasses. He doesn't need glasses.
Truth.
What if?
I'd like to think.
Do you think Kanye needs glasses but just won't wear them because he's not a fucking nerd?
Does that explain Kim?
Don't not Kim. Don't not Kim. Don't you ever say that. Don't come onto this fucking show and badmouth Kim Kardashian.
All right. No, she's lovely.
She is lovely. What do you got against her?
I'm just
getting real aggressive.
You are. You have like very strong
Thank
opinions
you.
About Kim Kardashian.
I'm a fan.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? I respect that she has made a multi-million dollar living of like a brand off of like no discernible talent.
Taste. She's with the most relevant musician in the last 10 years.
Yeah, but after what? She started with
Started with. Similar to an athlete that starts out as single A, double A, triple A, major leagues. Same with any band. You got to play small clubs to get to the arenas. Kim Kardashian is no different than any performer. She's a fucking talent. I've never seen the show, to be honest. I don't want to see
that. You know
what?
It's a lot of, like, so they talk about how women are setting themselves back in the work world by saying sentences as questions.
Yes, the upspeak, yes.
Yeah, and I think, like, the upspeak. And I think that she is one of the people that really led that charge.
Do you think she should lean in more?
I think she already has.
Oh, so you're doing the fuck thing. Okay,
no, I actually just mean that, like, she built a multi-million dollar brand off of...
Why don't you lean in more, woman?
Don't call me woman.
Do you want... I had a bad show in Chicago, and the first... Fuck you. And the first... I didn't realize when I booked him, but the first guest is the editor of Mr. Skin.
Oh, shit.
So the first question I asked him was, why do you hate women? And the interview did not go well.
No, I would imagine not.
So that's why I called you a woman. It was like a callback to last episode and the episode before that. I apologize for that. I
think
gender is fluid and it doesn't really matter. That being said, sorry. Yes. You were funny. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, it was
all right, cool. You got a plug?
Actually, I'll be headlining here at Wonderland Ballroom on the second to last Saturday of the month, the 23rd.
Because when people think on a podcast...
Slash find me on social media at
go.
Title here on Twitter and Instagram.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny Ms. Catherine Jessup, everybody. Good job. I'll take the mic. Sadie, interpreting the music of James Nasty. Thank you so much for doing that. It's perfect, perfect, perfect. Coming to stage is a very, very, very funny woman that I enjoy quite a bit. She usually does warm-up, but tonight we're going to do a special segment with her. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the very funny and talented Miss Natalie McGill, everybody. Natalie, come to the stage.
Hey, how's everyone doing? Thanks for coming out. All right, so... Here's how I'm going to start this out. By a round of applause, how many of you guys are familiar with mahogany cards? Hallmark cards. All right, so for those of you who didn't clap, if you guys are not familiar with mahogany cards, just imagine, like, flashback to, like, your middle school history lesson on the Plessy versus Ferguson trial, and then just apply that directly to greeting cards. All right, it's like separate but equal greeting cards for the African-American community. According to the Hallmark Company. All right, and now, round of applause. How many of you guys have heard of Tyler Perry? All right, most of you have. Now, first of all, for people who have heard of him or seen his movies, sorry, you're never gonna get those 2 hours of your life back. But for those of you who are not familiar with him, this is a African-American male who his bread and butter is dressing up as a large black woman named Madea, who's known for such classics as Madea Goes to Jail, Madea's class reunion. She's basically like Ernest movies for the black community. I don't know if that's accurate. So the reason I assessed your knowledge on these two things is because in my hand I have a series of quotes. And what you, the audience, will be voting on is whether what I'm reading was written in a mahogany card or if it's a quote from a Tyler Perry film. Now, I'm going to tell you now, I've done this game before, and the similarities are kind of frightening. A lot of people get these wrong. Also, I brought a bag of Starbursts up here. You're going to want to keep score at your table, because how many ever you get right, you will get a pink Starburst, because they are the superior Starbursts. Yes, that's right. If you like green, get the fuck out of here. All right. All right, so we're going to start. Here's the first one, and I'll ask you guys to chime in before I say the last one. So here's the first one. Baby, we've been through the ringer lately. We've both done and said things we're probably wishing we could take back right now. That's what happens when life gets too intense. Even lovers can get blindsided and act the fool. But here's one thing. I refuse to trash something as powerful as our love because we've had some drama. Nope. I'd rather put drama in its place, the past, and stand up for what's true today. All right. So, all right, I'll ask Brandon first. What do you think?
Tyler Perry.
All right, you're Tyler Perry. What do you think?
Tyler Perry.
Sadie says Tyler Perry.
All right, show of hands. How many people think it's Tyler Perry? All right.
For the listener at home, it's about a fourth of the crowd.
Yeah, and how many people think it's Mahogany?
Well, the rest of the crowd, three-fourths of the crowd, yes. Right.
And, yeah. And that's Mahogany, you guys.
Oh. Shit! Shit! So we're both 0 for 1.
I told you this is hard. All right. All right, here's the next one. Black don't crack can't be your only beauty secret. Besides, some of us know better.
What? Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry.
We're going with two Tylers.
All right. How many out there think it's Tyler Perry? Okay, that's pretty much damn near all the crowd. All right. Mahogany.
Yeah. Fuck! Fuck! Shit!
Yeah, a lot of you are 0-2 right now.
0-2.
For two. All right.
What was that a card for?
That was a birthday card.
All right.
Friend birthday card.
Birthday card, everybody. I'm assuming the first one was like a reconciliation card?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it was a couple's card.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next one. If I'm away from you for more than 1 hour, I can't stop thinking about you. I carry you in my spirit. I pray for you more than I pray for myself. I know you don't believe in fairy tales, but if you did, I'd want to be your knight in shining armor. All right.
That's got to be Tyler, because you're not going to give us three Mahoganys in a row.
All right, what do you... you're doing this like Scantron style.
Yeah, exactly. C, 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 A, B, C, D, 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 C, C, C.
It can't be four D's in a row.
It can't be three Mahoganys in a row.
All right, what do you think?
I'm going with Mahogany just so one of us gets it right.
All right. All right, show of hands, how many people think it's Tyler Perry? All right, and all right, the rest of you are Mahogany. That is Tyler Perry.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
It's from Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
One or two?
Huh? The first one. Wasn't there a second one?
Isn't there a second one? I'll look that up while you read the next one.
All right. All right, here's the next one. We got some fake hair, fake nails, some crazy fake men, but one truly genuine friendship.
Mahogany.
All right, Mahogany. How many people think that's Mahogany? And Mahogany, yes.
Right. So all two right. for two.
Two for two. You guys are crawling back. All right.
Sorry, two out of four. No revisionist history, sorry.
All right. Next one. Don't make a black woman take off her earrings.
Tyler Perry.
Both.
God, I wish. What do you think?
Perry.
She says Perry. All right, you say...
I'll go... I know it's both, but I'll say Mahogany just to say it.
All right. How many guys think it's Mahogany?
One person. Two people.
All right. That is Tyler Perry. Yes. It's actually from Tyler Perry's book, Don't Make a Black Woman Take Off Her Earrings.
Oh.
Shit, that's the title?
Yes, Madea's Uninhibited Commentary on Love and Life.
God damn it.
Released in 2006.
Didn't so I'm 2 for 5 and you're 1 for 5.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we got 2 more. All right. You always walk like a man. That's probably easier since you don't wear your belt across your kneecaps like other fellas.
Tyler.
All right, Tyler.
Tyler.
All right, how many guys think it's Tyler? All right, that's
majority.
Pretty much all of you. All right, that is Mahogany.
What? Wait, what's that card for?
Yeah.
Who gives that card?
That is for, I think it was either brother or son birthday card. It was like, man, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, and here is the last one. Young black women, you are more than your thighs and your hips. You are beautiful, strong, powerful. I want more from you. Take your place.
Oh, this is hard. Tyler.
Mahogany.
All right, Tyler
Mother's
Mahogany
Day.
Split. All right. How many guys think it's Mahogany? 1, 2.
Pretty even.
Yeah, this is pretty evenly split. All right. It is Tyler Perry. Oh.
Shit.
Yes.
So what's the lesson here?
There is none? I don't know. Mostly, I don't know. I was mostly disappointed that they were even, that it was even, like, this hard.
I asked Natalie to do this last minute, and she's like, I'm going to have to find brand new everything, and I think you've actually topped yourself, because this is, like, the third time we've played this game, and it's more confusing than ever.
It is.
You can see Tyler Perry in the movie Gone Girl. Coming out this...
Oh, God, that's right.
He's in Gone Girl. I'm not lying. He is.
Yeah, he is.
He is. Yeah, the David Fincher film, Gone Girl. Do you think Tyler Perry's good or bad? Not as a performer, or writer, or director, or actor, but just like as a cultural phenom. Is it good or bad that Tyler Perry exists? What's worse, Tyler Perry or Limp Bizkit?
Oh... I'm going to say Tyler Perry, honestly.
Yeah, she's got a point because no one really gives a shit about Limp Bizkit. They haven't been relevant for more than 15 years.
And Tyler Perry is like unnecessarily influential.
Yeah.
Like, it's really sad.
Yeah. Well, no one gets Starburst because that was amazing.
No, tell me, like, I'll come around. Tell me which ones you got right, and I'll give you a Starburst. I got a fuck ton of
honor
Starburst.
Honor system.
Give these away.
Natalie can be found where?
You can follow me at Little Night Owl on Twitter, and you can follow me on Instagram at Hoot Holler Snap.
And what's the next show you would like to plug?
Your show, actually. 8x8.
That's right. We'll be at the Black Hat on Friday. I feel like we should just do that for every segment for 8 minutes. God damn, that's a good segment. Okay, and by the way, I don't know if this was off the cuff or not, but you need to include earnest movies for the black community in your act somehow.
Yeah.
That is not a throwaway line. That is one of the funniest things you've ever said. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the incredibly funny, and she wants to give you some Star Wars. Natalie McGill, everybody. Very, very good. Sadie, play her up. That was so good. Thank you for doing that. Sadie Dingfelder, everybody, is an amazing fiddleist. Is that a word? Now it is. Okay. In addition to being a wonderful musician, Sadie is also a writer, and she writes for The Express. And a week ago, she wrote a song about the Silver Line. And I think it was in The Express where you – it's like a Silver Line song battle-ish thing, right?
Well, sort of.
Please explain.
Oh, yes. Well, I wrote a silly song about the Silver Line, and then I just put it on my YouTube page, and then the Washington Post was like, this is awesome. We're going to put it on our player.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Now she's going to play the song. Ladies and gentlemen, for one last time, put your hands together for Sadie Dingfelder.
5 new stations, fair inflation, just 1 parking garage. Did they cutbacks, orange line share tracks, tempers getting real frayed. Never thought we'd miss I-66. cargo we'll hear. Silver line, silver line. Connect, oh wait, trains cramming through Roslyn Tunnel. We are told.
Everybody. Very good job.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I want to thank the Wonderland Ballroom. We've been here for a handful of years, and this Sunday is their 10th anniversary. So if you're in D.C. on Sunday, stop by and say hello to the wonderful owners, Matt and Rose. They're wonderful people. Thank you guys so much for coming. John Waters is in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for yourselves. You are a wonderful crowd. Thank you, Dario. Thanks for coming, everybody, and have a wonderful night. Dario, play the song!